Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
The Indiana Hoosiers of Archie Miller have seen flashes of what Devontae Green can be. If you remember back at the Seton Hall game, some of his jumpers in that first half helped keep Indiana in it. You also saw a pretty good performance at Illinois, albeit in a losing effort, last Wednesday as Green came off the bench and provided 5 assists. After a quiet game on Sunday against the Boilermakers, where he only played 4 minutes, it would have been easy for the sophomore from Long Island to shrug it off and not be ready for Tuesday night's game. That wasn't the case at all, says Coach Miller.
He played the right way. I thought he had a great attitude, you know, coming into this game. I think, you know, probably a little disappointed he hasn't played as much in the last game. But it comes down to productivity, and it comes down to doing the right things. And I thought he played the right way tonight, and he gave us a chance to have some bursts in the game to keep it in contention. He was probably one of the few bright spots that actually came and played.
Green finished the game with 20 points on 6 of 10 shooting, including 4 out of 5 made three-pointers and 4 out of 5 made free throws. He also grabbed a pair of offensive rebounds and handed out a pair of assists. Those 30 minutes he played, 0 turnovers. I think that's what Coach Miller was talking about when he said he's understanding how to play and understanding what he needs to do to stay in the game. Now, Devontae Green, like his Hoosier teammates that aren't named Juwan Morgan, need to find some consistency moving forward. The duty doesn't get any easier. Michigan State comes to town on Saturday night. The Hoosiers desperately need to get more people in their offensive attack to take some of that pressure off their superstar junior, Juwan Morgan. 8:15 is tip time at the Simon Scott Assembly Hall. Don't forget, we've got high school basketball for you tonight. North at Edgewood, Chalk Talk with Terry Stahl starts at 7 p.m. Our tip at 7:30. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Big high school basketball matchup for you tonight. Edgewood and Bloomington North get together at the Mustang Corral at Edgewood High School. The Cougars picked up their first Conference Indiana victory last Friday in our game of the week. Edgewood has been rolling right along. They've had a very good year at 14-4. The Mustangs look to hold the home court advantage and avenge last year's 67-51 defeat, but the Cougars look to carry some of that momentum they might have found last Friday night. Our man, Terry Stultz, weighed in with the preview this morning.
The game we saw Friday night, the Franklin Central game, was probably their high water mark of the year. I mean, they had 8 turnovers. They shot the ball at almost 50%. They hustled. They got after loose balls. They made key steals. They did everything right. And I'll just be flat honest, if they don't play that way tonight, they won't be in the game long. That type of effort needs to come in tonight because, let's face it, Edgewood is playing really good right now. They're very confident right now in what they can do. They've got 8 or 9 guys deep that they can play. They've got some firepower off the bench. Parker Harrington's been coming off and being able to score. They've got defenders off the bench. They've got hustle guys. Joe Guido's playing lights out. I don't think Edgewood will look past North because it's a bigger school. It's Bloomington. It's a county rivalry. So and Edgewood being at home, I think they'll be ready. We've just got to hope that Jason has the kids ready at North. If they get off to a decent start and don't get in big trouble in the first quarter, I think we'll have a whale of a basketball game.
Tune in for Chalk Talk at 7 p.m. with J.B. Neal from the Mustangs and Jason Spear from the Cougars. We'll have the tip-off just after 7:30. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.